Hi, and a very, very warm welcome to this, the latest SoulTrader.biz podcast. I'm Rashid Ogunaru, coach, speaker, and author, and I'm delighted to be back here. Welcome if you're here for the first time, and welcome once again to those of you who are regular listeners to these podcasts. And today's topic is leadership. It's an interesting topic. It's very appropriate right now at the time that I'm recording this, because I happen to be recording this on the day of a general election here in the United Kingdom. But I don't want to so much talk about political leadership. I want to talk about leadership in your business. And that really means you. Whether you literally are a sole trader, you are the only person involved in your business, or if it is that you're running a small business, you are the owner manager of that business, or it might be that you're listening to this and you're running a larger organization. Either way, it's down to you. Who you are, how you show up, your person, your professional skills, how it is that you engage with people is absolutely fundamental to the success of your business. I was sat here the other day with a contact of mine, and I just shared with him. In fact, he's somebody who's mentioned the Soul Trader book, and I shared with him, you know, that that there's this point that you are the greatest asset and the biggest liability of your business. Because I just recorded recently a video about that, how you are your greatest asset and that you are your greatest liability in your business. And very often you can be both on any given day. So this thing about leadership has so many different dimensions to it. Are you confident enough to even put yourself forward to go after your dreams? Are you do you have the skills to be able to engage with people, to be able to network, to put yourself forward, to put your point of view forward? Are you flexible and malleable enough to be able to respond to different customer needs, to different challenges, to things, the different stages of your business that will bring up? So, for example, you know, when you're in the pre-start days, it may well be about, okay, how am I going to, am I going to even allow myself to decide that I'm going to be my own boss, and perhaps carving out the time to do the research and the planning? In the startup days, whether it is that you're still employed or whether it is that you are now just running this business full-time, do you have the courage? Do you have the confidence? Do you have the clarity? Do you have the personal organizational skills in order to do the things that you need to be doing, to be going out there, to be beginning to do the marketing, to be getting everything in line operationally in terms of your business, and for you to feel confident enough about beginning to learn the things that you need to learn financially and so on? There are so many different angles to this. And then as your business grows, then those different challenges for you as a leader will become greater and greater. All of a sudden that the business is doing well, you're more busy, how do you manage yourself, your time, how do you go about that journey of bringing in support if you need it, be it that informal kind of support, be it that you're just engaging with service providers, graphic designers, web designers and so on, or be it more formally that you're working with associates, other people, or just needing to be able to negotiate with different suppliers, service providers, right through to then when you're perhaps taking on staff on a more formal basis. How confident about you managing them? What are the skills that you need to learn and develop? So there's such a rich host of elements that are key here when it comes to this thing about leadership. So where is it that we're to start? Well, I think the first point is self-leadership. And as I always do with these talks, my first invitation for you is just to pause for a moment. Where is it that you are at right now? Let's actually put the business just to one side for just a moment. Where are you at in your own personal life right now? What's going on? What are the things that are really important for you to address right now at home? Maybe there's some relationship matters that need your attention. Maybe it is that you've been really working really hard and you need time to rest. Maybe it's the case that there are things that are going on in terms of family, parents, siblings. Maybe you've got kids and they're at a certain key stage in terms of their life and their own development. Maybe it's a time for you where you're wanting to let relationships in after having been really busy with whatever you've been doing. There may be so many different versions of this. There might be practical things in terms of your living arrangements where you've just moved or you're soon going to be moving or things of that nature. So where are you at with those things? How clear are you? So again, these are all things that are going to require leadership. So this leadership and this self-leadership element might be just about you taking time, putting a little bit of time in to address those things. It might be just about just jotting down what some of the personal priorities that you're going to have over the next few months or over the next year. It might be about, okay, making that plan in terms of your house move, putting things in the diary in terms of the time that you need to spend with friends, family, partner, loved ones, or putting the time in for you to go out socially, to go out meeting new friends, new relationships, whatever it might well be for you. Or it might well be relating to your health and your own well-being. So this leadership thing starts off always internally. What then is your life and your journey about? I was speaking to somebody just yesterday and she said, you know what, I always knew that my work would have to do with kind of advocacy and things of this nature and supporting others, but I'm wanting to far more deeply discover and understand who it is that I am. Who is it that you are? Why are you here? And that's key for you to know as a leader, because it's the mission, it's the purpose that is absolutely fundamental to you being able to inspire and motivate yourself and others. So why are you here? It may have changed over the journey, over the time that you've been in business. For me, in my work, it's about helping people find fulfillment and in fact to find themselves and to be authentically themselves. And it's from here everything else spans out. The kind of products I produce, the kind of content that I have, the nature of the services that I provide, all the kind of things that I'll be saying on my social media. So everything is driven by what is at the core of my mission. So again, it might be that you want to dip back into the content in the Soul Trader book or in the previous podcast that really directly relate to that mission, because it's absolutely fundamental point about leadership. Who is leading who, where, and for what purpose? Leadership also implies some kind of element of leading or others, who the people it is that you're serving. What's your take on leadership? Who are the leaders you really admire? Who are the people who've really had a big impact on you in your life? There's a lot of this, again, in the Soul Trader book and in the Soul Trader Coach Yourself program, if this is something very much of interest to you. And that's really a good point to pick up on, because this journey of you honing your act, broadening your skills, raising your awareness is your responsibility. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it as well as you can if you really embrace it. So what again are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? But particularly zoom in on what those areas that you are strong in. I was working with a business owner just yesterday, and they run a public relations business. And I said, just in the same way that you do a lot of work positioning your clients, let's find out the core things in the DNA and the personality of who you are and what your business is about, in order that you can be leading and that you can really be seen visibly in what it is that you do. So what I'm really saying so far is that, first of all, you need to take that time out for you to make sure that you've got your house in order personally and that you've got the energy to lead your business. And then you need to pause and you need to ask yourself, okay, what is this business about and what is my work about, in order that you can begin to articulate that. Because once you do articulate that and you're clear about what your vision is, what your mission is, what your purpose is, then you are in a position where you can lead yourself and that you can want people to lead themselves into what it is that you do. Then we need to really begin to explore what's the skill set and what's the mindset that you need. Well, we've begun to talk about some of the things in terms of the mindset, isn't it? Well, some of the mindset stuff is, first of all, having a clear mind, taking the time out, isn't it, that you need to reflect on where the business has been, review the ground that you've already covered so far, this week, this month, and to look ahead in terms of what you need to do. These are key facets of leadership. But it's also then about believing in yourself, knowing what your strengths, what your skills are, what your weaknesses are, identifying the support that you need, and then it's your responsibility to go out there. So be that the case that you need a mentor, it's your responsibility to track that down. Be that the case that you need to get some advice from other people who've been in a similar industry because there are particular challenges that you're facing. Be it the case that you need to have a deeper conversation with your accountant because you don't understand the finances and there seem to be a number of times where you've been caught out or you haven't done stuff on time or there have been problems. It's all your responsibility. You've got to become aware of what you know and the areas where you've got question marks or where there seem to be gaps. And then there's the issue about skill set. What are the skills that you need? What are the skills that your business needs? If you are running a business where there's other people, then there's, of course, this extra dimension to it. What are relationships like in your business between you and your business partners or between you and your staff? Why are they in it? What's really important to them as human beings? What's really important to them in their lives? What's really important to them in business? You need to know this. Because in order to motivate people, and I say this in a number of my talks and when I'm out there running workshops, you need to understand what their motives are. What their drivers, what's really important to them. And then you can connect with them on that level. Maybe for some of your staff, it's about having that life balance because they're working for you one day a week. Maybe for some of them, it's about making a difference because your business is training people. Maybe it's about really enhancing the quality of people's lives because you produce beautiful jewelry. Or maybe it's about fun and flexibility because you put on wonderful events and that you really engage people. Maybe it's about really making a huge impact on people's life because you do transformational training or healing or whatever it might well be. There's so many different things. There might be a number of different elements, but you need to know. A great leader is able to connect with people from the heart. That's one of the areas where we've had such a big challenge when it comes to leadership in the world. There has been a real crisis of leadership. I have a saying that tomorrow's leaders won't lead dictating from the front, nor will they be pushing from the back, but they'll be leading from the centre, from the heart. And again, I touch on this toward the end of the Soul Trader book. The invitation, of course, from the Soul Trader, who's working from the heart, is that you're a whole different type of leader. I've been doing some work, as I mentioned in some of these talks recently, for our National Health Service, which is the second largest employer on the planet. And one of the things that really impressed me, and I've been doing a piece of work that's taken me to three or four different health trusts throughout the UK. And at one of these programs that we're working at, which is involving service users of the service, as well as professionals within the service, one of these sessions, the chief executive was invited along by the person within the trust who's been coordinating this project. And they were there and they personally welcomed everybody. So this was somebody who was a leader who understood and was very passionate about the cause, about what the service was about. They were very passionate about the customers, the people that they're trying to service. And they're very mindful about all those issues, no doubt that also might relate to the staff. This is real leadership. This is tomorrow's leadership. Not the kind of leadership where you only show up because there's somebody very, very important, but the leadership because you show up because something is important. It's leadership from the heart. It's being really, really authentic. That your heart is far more the compass than your mind. What are the things that you really need to create? What are the things that you really need to do? Who are the people it is that you really feel drawn to being able to help? This is something you've got to trust and trust and trust and trust. It's a muscle that you've got to build and build and build and built, and magic will happen. It's the point where, as much as then there are all the mindset things that we talked about, and then some of the skill sets and the strategies that will need to come into place in terms of, okay, we're here now and we need this strategy and the reviews and all that stuff that we touched on very briefly. You know, there's all of that kind of stuff, and there's knowing where we are and knowing where we're going, knowing the kind of help I need and so on. But there's also something else, which is intangible. There's this heart-centered connection. This really being in tune to you. This really tuning into others. This real empathy, this real compassion. These are the real quality of tomorrow's leadership. Think about it. Who are the people you've met who've really influenced you and really inspired you? Again, that question I asked very early on. In your life, it might be certain parents. You might think that they were a really brilliant leader, this particular person, or, you know, or a particular school teacher who was really brilliant in terms of that helped me really to learn or whatever. Or it might well be you look at some great leaders in history. Or great characters in history, may not have been technically political leaders, or some of them might have been other business leaders, or they might just be people in just in all sorts of different ways who had these magical qualities. Who are they? What are those qualities? Where is it that you have those qualities? How is it that you could use these qualities more? But what does your own heart say? And as I was saying to yesterday, where I was taking them through actually a lot of processes around leadership and a leadership-related kind of workshop, I then said, you know, look, all this stuff, when you're focusing on other leaders that you think are great leaders, it's not about them. This is just a prompt for you. What are the values that are really important to you? Are you utilizing these things? It was really wonderful. I was doing a piece of work with a group of people yesterday, and it was around leadership. Of sorts, and there was a moment where I was getting them to kind of step up and do some presenting back about what they'd found. I got them to do some work in two teams, and you know, a couple of people really shy about it and really nervous about it. One person said, look, I have a real fear of public speaking, but they were all really passionate about empowering others. So I said to them, you know, the paradox of this is that, you know, you're wanting to empower others, but then at this, in a safe space, you're not stepping up. Sometimes you need to step up. Sometimes you need to step forward. Maybe this is the case for you now. In what ways that you're being shy? In what ways that you're underplaying your hand? What's the greatest possibility for you as a leader? What's the greatest possibility for you and your business? These are the thoughts I'm going to leave you with today. One of the first things that somebody said, at this workshop yesterday said, well, one of the first things they said I observe about leadership is it's actually about empowering others. So it's beautiful. They took it also away from that thing about me as leader and me, this is how I need to be and I need to be strong and I need to be all these things, to actually why are you there? And how is it that you're going to enable others? And maybe that's the thing that will free you up. How is it that your product, your service, your services, what you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing or building or making or creating or training people on or healing people's challenges with or whatever that you're doing, or how is it that that's really going to empower others? What's your contribution? How can you enable others? What's been your track record? How is it that people have been touched by what you've done and what you've enabled? I'm Rashid Okunloru. I want to thank you so much for being here and for listening. You'll find more of these podcasts here on soultrader.biz, or you can subscribe also on iTunes, and you can also subscribe via, I think, RSS feed, for those of you familiar with stuff like that, on soultrader.biz. But you'll also find that we run a webinar once every month on soultrader.biz, and there's all sorts of other tools, materials, and a coach yourself program for those of you who are really passionate about self-leadership and running with stuff, so that there's a whole program to help you on that journey as you become who you are as a soul trader. But I want to thank you so much. See you next time, and take care on your leadership journey. Bye-bye.